Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the future talent of the NFL. Today, we have a future guest here, Krayshawn Brewer from Marion. He had a few stops as well at the community college and also a brief stop with the Indiana Hoosiers. But with that said, none other than Krayshawn Brewer here to join us talking a little NFL draft and what this young man brings to the table. Krayshawn, welcome to the show. We've been trying to get this finally nailed down to get you on, but what's it like knowing that your collegiate career is kind of come and gone and now you're looking to get yourself in the next level?
Oh, man, it's exciting, honestly. I had a couple stops. I had a long journey in my college career, but I know it's about to pay off, so I can't wait. I'm excited.
Definitely. And I'm curious, are you an athletic kid, got a great skill set. Growing up, were you the kid Pop Warner, Pee Wee days with the ball, the football in your hand, scoring 2, 3, 4 touchdowns a game?
Yes, sir. I did. I played running back when I was in Pee Wee football. I actually didn't even start playing football till like 7th grade. I know a lot of kids start playing football in elementary school and things like that, but I started in 7th grade in-house, So, I played running back.
Nice. So how do you kind of, growing up, you guys play a ton of different positions. Play both sides of the ball in high school. How did you kind of find yourself, being pushed towards that receiver position?
Well, actually, it was funny. At first, I played basketball, and I looked up to my older cousin who played wide receiver in high school football. And this is before I even played football. And so, I gave football a try my first year. Ended up working out, playing running back. And then I got to high school, and my high school coach was like, hey, you want to play receiver? I'm like, all right, I'm down for whatever, really. I was a pretty athletic kid, so I could do anything I wanted to at that level, Pee Wee football. And so I played receiver because I also looked up to my older cousin. So yeah, that's what made me start playing receiver, and I ended up being able to catch and run. So, yeah.
And here we are. Once again, Krayshawn Brewer, the standout from Marion, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks missed any of this show in its entirety, like to listen to it again, you can check it out at Blog Talk Radio, or you can check it out at iTunes. You just simply type in his name, Krayshawn Brewer, and that name of that show will pop up. For you, kind of talk about how, I think the big thing that catches my eye when I was trying to get ready for the show and get some prep work, Big Ten, you had the offer, the Indiana, and I always look, I know you had your small school visits, but to get the look from the big schools mean that you do carry your weight in terms of bringing something valuable to the table. How did you have all those stops, and how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school?
Well, first of all, I stopped. First, I went to North Central High School in Indianapolis, and North Central didn't really ring a bell for football. So, we lost a lot of games in high school. As a matter of fact, our best record was my senior year. We won like 5 games. And before that, that was like the best record North Central's had in years. So, we didn't really go to a powerhouse football school. And that caused me to go to a junior college. So I went to junior college in Arizona, Glendale Community College, and basically the coach that was recruiting me at IU, Coach Haygood, he recruited me at IU. So after JUCO, I went to IU, and then I went to Indiana University, sat out a season, just a red shirt and things like that. And then I ended up transferring from IU to go to Eastern Michigan for better opportunity to play. So then I got to Eastern Michigan. I ended up, basically how the thing went was, there was like, hey, opportunities here to play. So, if you come work hard, you'll end up playing. which happened. I ended up working hard, you know, and I was playing in no time after the second game, after we played Florida. I ended up playing for the rest of the season. And so then I was supposed to get offered a scholarship at Eastern Michigan, but the NCAA wouldn't allow me to get a scholarship until that following year because I wouldn't be in-state residency because NCAA rules, you know, it gets tricky sometimes. So yeah, it got tricky. I got back to school for spring ball thinking I was going to come back to Eastern. And, you know, that's what happened. They told me, you know, NCAA rules forced me to have to wait for a scholarship. And my family couldn't afford to pay for my college scholarship or anything like that. So I was forced to leave Eastern. And I really only had a week to figure out where I was going to go to school at, really less than a week. I couldn't go D1 again because I already transferred from a D1 to a D1. I couldn't go D2 or I was going to have to sit out. So, I mean, really my only option was like a D3 or NAI. And I was like, all right, well, if I go NAI, I might as well go back to Indianapolis where I went to high school at. Because, you know, Powerhouse Marion University. So I called up Marion. My Eastern Michigan coaches called Marion coaches, and we linked up that way. And I was in school less than like 2 days, packed my stuff, and went back to Indianapolis.
Wow. Christian, that's a crazy story, man. I mean, that had to be absolutely horrifying a week to go and you're trying to find a school to play for. I mean, what an awful place to be in, especially after you kind of stabbed yourself at Eastern Michigan. That's a crazy road. We have a lot of guys on the show, but that's, like I said, we always get a couple guys like yourself who have had some pretty bizarre journeys to get where you want to go. But nonetheless, you're here, and that's all that matters. Let's talk about your skill set, man. I mean, scouts are breaking down what you're doing on tape. What do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table if they're in that film room?
If you look at my Eastern Michigan film and my film at Marion, I think the scouts will love my route running ability and my ability to create separation and catch it with my hands. I'm a playmaker. I block. I know how to block. I take pride and effort into blocking. You know, it took me a while to learn that, but I'm happy I learned it now because it does open up the run game a lot. Them long runs, when that running back gets busting out in the open field, he's counting on the receivers to make them blocks downfield for him. So that's always important for an explosive offense. And scouts are going to love my effort on the field most of all, you know what I'm saying? Because I know scouts look at what you do when you don't have the ball in your hands. And everybody wants the ball. That's fine and dandy. But it's all, as a receiver, it's all about what you do when you don't have the ball. And I take pride in finding work when I don't have the ball in my hands.
Nice, nice. And I'm curious, does anything go unnoticed? And I ask just to let us know. I mean, sometimes the offense you run, you got to do what your coach is asking you. Is there anything that you kind of say, man, I wish I could have shown this more because I think, you know, could have just enhanced your personal value?
More deep balls. We do a lot of short bubble passes and screens and stuff like that and short balls. But I wish I could have shown more deep passes and my ability to go downfield and catch the deep ball.
Nice. Once again, Krayshawn Brewer here on the C2P, Marion University. He's wrapping his career up there, looking to get to the next level. And obviously, this is an exciting time for a lot of young men out there. You're going to start doing your combine training, getting prepped for pro days and all those things that come with being an NFL draft prospect. For you, I mean, kind of how do you plan on tackling the next few months leading up to April and when this thing kind of comes into full swing?
I plan on getting bigger, faster, and stronger. Bigger, faster, and stronger. I plan on playing in this All-Star game, too. Right now, I have an invite to the Dream Bowl. I'm blessed to have that opportunity. So right now, I'm focused on, you know, staying in shape because our season ended early. So I'm working on staying in shape and getting ready for this All-Star game. Once the All-Star games are finished up, you know what I'm saying, really just get back to training, working on, you know, all the tests and everything like that, and my pro day and stuff like that. So I'm excited, man.
Yeah, the Dream Bowl invitation, that's a great invite. Any invite a college guy can get to any All-Star game is, I mean, it's a priceless commodity that you hold. I mean, you know, one, it's some more tape for you, and, you know, the scouts that do show up get to kind of see you one-on-one and, you know, get to talk to you. I give this advice to all the guys that come on the show. Don't hide in your hotel room. All you guys, all the players always go hide up in the hotel room. The scouts are waiting down in the lobby wanting to talk to you. So make sure you don't do that. You think it would be the other way around, but it's not. I mean, it's just, you know, you guys go, I know it's a long week. You guys practice all day. You got to learn what they're teaching you for the game. But, you know, you want to break it down. But, man, it's 1 week, and you just kind of, you know, you got to take some five-hour energy every 2 hours just to keep it going. But, like I said, it's worth it. Man, shake a hand. Let them know that Krayshawn Brewer is here. He's willing. He's able. He's committed to the, you know, to cause a playing at the next level. Do you get comparisons to anybody? I ask this because, you know, it's a good way for people out there to kind of maybe think about, you know, who haven't seen you play, kind of get an idea of what you bring to the table. We know you're not saying, hey, I'm Antonio Brown, but just in terms of skill set, I mean, do you get any comparisons or do you like to pattern yourself after anyone?
That's funny you said that. Well, a lot of people I don't compare myself to Antonio Brown. You know, honestly, to me, he's the best receiver in the league right now. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. But my hard work, people tell me that I work hard just like Antonio Brown. And, you know, he's a 6 foot and under receiver. So he's really, you know, making established that those 6 foot under receivers, you know, those 5'11", 5'10 guys like me, that we can play ball. You know what I'm saying? And we can move in space. That's pretty much Antonio Brown. I look up to him a lot too.
Yeah, definitely.
Honestly, his hard work.
Yeah, he's impressive. I cover the Steelers as well, so I've seen him since day one when he was he arrived from Central Michigan, I think. And like I said, you just telling training camp.
He was a walk-on at Central Michigan, man. That inspired me.
Yeah, and that's the fun part is you just never know. And that's, you know, doing what we do here, late-round prospects most of the time, it's just fun watching you guys grow and become the guys. I mean, we had him on the show. He was a guy to come on the show. So, like I said, you never know on the guy at the other end of the line what they're going to pan out to be. Then that's the exciting part because you just don't know, and it's fun when they finally blossom, and obviously he's blossomed to one of the best ever. I mean, simply awesome. Before we let you go, we always like to have some fun, Krayshawn. We ask you a couple off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
All right, now, Coach Hettinger, does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, I'll say my teammate's a receiver, Jared Snoop Clark. He'll do a good impersonation of Coach Hinn. He'll do it in front of him. Coach Hinn's the type of guy he likes to play with his players and things like that. You know what I'm saying? He actually cares about it, so it's quite fun because we get to joke around with Coach Hinn. You know, I always looked up to him too. Mad respect for him.
Excellent, excellent. And this question I think you guys enjoy answering the most. How about a female celebrity, if you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Oh, man, I'm taking Beyonce. She can come to me anytime.
We've been doing this show forever, and she's been the leader in the clubhouse every – I mean, granted, for good reason, but – I mean, yeah, I mean, she's Beyonce. What else can you say? It's just, you know, we get Rihanna is usually second, and Megan Good usually ends up third one somehow. But that's usually
Megan
one
Good
year Rihanna
third.
Actually beat. Yeah, yeah. Megan's always third. One year Rihanna actually beat Beyonce, but other than that, Beyonce, we tally the names by the end of the year. We announce it on the last show we do before the draft. And like I said, Beyonce, I don't know, eight out of the 7 years, Beyonce's won. And one Rihanna upset, and then like the bronze medalist is usually Megan Good. And the final question for you, man, this is the question I think you guys give the most thought to, is your cleat. If you could have anything, any theme, any idea painted on your shoes, what would you want to represent?
any idea anything painted on my shoes?
Yes, sir.
I would have to put I'll put the Bible verse James 1:12.
Nice. There you go, man. Hey,
I appreciate you coming on. I can't wait to get your buy up. I can't wait to learn a little bit about you. And again, man, best of luck down at the Dream Bowl. We always like to stay safe, stay humble, and stay hungry, my man.
I appreciate you having me, man. Yes, sir, I will do.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Krayshawn Brewer, the standout Marion receiver. You got to admire this kid's passion to just kind of keep after it. I mean, you know, that's a daunting task to be just traveling around and you're looking, and it's kind of a heartfelt story when he says, he thinks he's going to stay at Eastern Michigan, and then all of a sudden the scholarship's pulled away, and you're just kind of sitting there with your head thinking, hey, what am I going to do? But, man, kind of just, I took away from the show a couple things is the kid's determined, and he's not going to be deterred by little things that are big things, but those things aren't going to deter him from the goal. Again, you're going to see him down at the Dream Bowl, and if you want more of him, you can check him out Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and then we will have his draft bio up at College to Pro. We'll be blasting that on Instagram and Twitter as well. As always, big shout-out to Krayshawn Brewer for coming on. Appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.